Hawaii's State Department of Land and Natural Resources has no problem understanding the reality of climate change. DLNR Director Suzanne Case says its impacts are already being felt all around us, and its potential impacts are nothing less than catastrophic. Civil Beat reporter Nathan Eagle has more in today's Reality Check. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
What did this was from a news conference yesterday by DLNR. What kind of things did they say that they hadn't said before?
You know, they talked about everything from how climate change is going to impact our forests and how it already is, to all the way down, you know, it was Malka to Makai, all the way down to the ocean and how it's wrecking our reefs and the things that we should be doing but aren't doing yet to address these.
One of the things I thought was really striking was talking about some of the inland flooding that we've gotten used to seeing in heavy rains as that being one of the impacts of climate change.
Yeah, absolutely. Suzanne Case said that the king tides that we saw last summer, you know, our seasonal tides, are kind of a preview of what's going to come, and those are going to be more severe and more frequent.
What would be what was proposed as a mitigating measure for that, for example?
They didn't talk about a lot of mitigating measures for that, but they did talk about efforts to just across the board, from reforestation, taking kind of a global look at, you know, trying to sequester more carbon, you know, the ultimate cause of all this, to smaller things that we can do around the coast, such as measures, for instance, to maybe control the amount of herbivorous fish that are caught, such as uhu or parrotfish.
Because why?
Those fish, the reefs really depend on them to eat the algae that kind of takes over after coral bleaching events, which is another effect of climate change. Mm-hmm. So you need those in the water, and you need strong numbers in order to give the corals a chance to kind of come back from those events.
The measures that the kind of things that they did talk about are needing to do, they're all going to cost quite a bit of money, aren't they?
Quite a bit of money. We're talking billions of dollars. Just sea level rise alone, addressing, you know, our coasts, moving roads and protecting buildings, things like that. They're estimating, you know, $19 billion just conservatively.
Over what period of time, Nathan?
That would be between now and 2100. The shorter term between now and, say, 2050 is a couple billion, somewhere in that range.
But it's obviously a serious amount of money in a political climate where there are a great many other demands on serious amounts of money, right?
You're absolutely right. And the thing they keep trying to stress, though, is that is a lot of money, but it's going to be a whole lot more money if we wait and keep kicking this down the road.
Unfortunately, that also applies to other government expenditures, right? That if we spend some now rather than a lot later. That's a pattern we see recurring, don't we?
It is. It absolutely is.
Nathan, thanks very much for this, and we'll be keeping in touch about that.
Thanks.
That was Nathan Eagle with today's Reality Check from Civil Beat on The Conversation.